Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 6th of July, 2024, and the title of today's show is Biden Losing on All Fronts, UK Election Disaster, Power Returning to the People. And I hope everybody in the US had a wonderful July 4th. We had a horrific election in the UK on July 4th. I was hoping it was going to be a much bigger win for reform, but I'll go into that a little bit later. We now have a WAF puppet, another one actually, in charge in Downing Street. Of course, Rishi Sunak was a WEF puppet as well, but Starmer is a WEF puppet on steroids, and openly said on an interview he chose Davos over Westminster. So anyway, as I say, I'll cover that later, but it's been an amazing week again for various reasons. And you know, what I said about Biden losing all fronts, I have some breaking news that I saw on Twitter or X this morning. And this is from Laura Loomer. And she's an investigative reporter who apparently has insiders. So, of course, what I'm about to say is not being confirmed officially, but then you wouldn't expect it to be, because there's so much being covered up about Biden. Even though many are now calling for him to step down from the re-election campaign. So anyway, Laura Loomer tweeted or posted at 12:41 a.m. That's my time, of course. So that would be 7:41 UK time. Joe Biden is reportedly having a medical emergency on Air Force One right now. Now, of course, people are trying to debunk this, the people, of course, who are supporting Biden. She also said Poole did not see the president when the motorcade arrived outside of Joe Biden's home. So where is he? And why were reporters who were set to travel with Biden on Air Force One today told they couldn't do so abruptly? Bear in mind, this is a series of threads. She also says massive cover-up taking place by Biden HQ right now, as they're having to explain to press why they abruptly pulled their access today when they were told they'd be travelling with Joe Biden. Biden had a medical emergency on the plane today, as I reported, and is now having a hard time getting up by himself. Source tells me Biden staffers are fighting among themselves because source tells me his staff are feeling enormous pressure from Democrat leadership to prove Biden can do his job. But some staffers worry Biden is being pushed too hard and is on the verge of collapsing, and they don't want to live with the guilt of pushing a sick man into his casket. Dem source tells me, we all know it's coming, it's now a matter of when, not if. Source also says some staff are thinking about resigning because the entire campaign is now asking all staffers to lie and say Biden is fine. Some staff apparently aren't on board with that. Why is the Biden campaign abruptly cancelling events today all across the country? Because, as I reported, Joe Biden experienced a medical emergency on Air Force One today. They know it's true too. They are now racing to cover it up. They even cancelled Biden's schedule events for this Sunday in Philadelphia. The American people deserve answers about today's Biden medical emergency. Breaking, Biden campaign just cancelled a fundraiser scheduled for this month in Wisconsin. Allegedly, several other events across the country may be cancelled as well. And in response to people saying it's false information, she also tweets, "Today the Biden campaign told reporters they could travel with Joe Biden on Air Force One and in the motorcade. Then they were abruptly told today, while they were waiting for his plane, that they could no longer be around him and travel with him. Plane was also delayed. He had a medical emergency on the plane. He was not seen exiting the motorcade either. Biden had a medical emergency on the plane today and his campaign is covering it up because he just lied to the Democrat governors at the White House and said he had a checkup and was fine. Massive scandal that Biden HQ is rushing to cover up right now." People are claiming that because there was a video of him, Biden, supposedly exiting Air Force One, a lot of people are calling it out as an old video because he was using the main steps out of the plane, which he hasn't used for, well, months. He's been using the short steps. So that could also be a fake video to try and hush up the story of this alleged medical emergency. We shall see. Somebody on Twitter actually said it was a bit like the movie Dave, where they had to put a body double, an impersonator, in place in the White House to cover up for the fact that the actual president had a massive heart attack when he was in bed with a woman. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it is really good. And, you know, they actually fake the imposter's heart attack in Congress just so that they can finally officially announce the demise of the real president. So it's interesting to see the parallels there. Interestingly, it was Kevin Kline who starred in the movie Dave as the imposter of the president. And there are rumours that Kevin Kline may be one of the actors who is playing Biden under the mask. So that could be interesting as well. Anyway, I'm going to move on to Ben Fulford's report this week because he's also talking about the Biden-Trump debate and other things. It's a while since I covered Ben Fulford, partly due to the fact that I wasn't able to do the show for 5 weeks. But I thought I'd bring him back this week. Of course, the report was on Monday, so a lot of things have happened since then, but he does have some pretty good info. And the title is Biden-Trump Debate: PSYOPs Causes Kool-Aid Drinkers' Heads to Explode. In a military-grade psychological warfare operation equivalent to a nuclear bomb, the so-called debate between US President Donald Trump and fake President Joe Biden destroyed the entire Democratic Party paradigm. This caused brainwashed Kool-Aid drinkers believing Joe Biden was actually president to freak out big time. Since this is all over the blogosphere, we will not delve too deeply into their reaction. Instead, we have inserted a bunch of clips of Khazarian mafia talking heads exploding on air. I'm not going to play these. I'm just going to say what clips he's included. My personal favourite is an obviously drunk Nancy Pelosi appearing on TV to cling to the illusion Biden will somehow stay as president. Then there's a clip from CNN. Sources: aggressive panic for Dems after Biden's performance tonight. Biden makes stop at Waffle House in Atlanta, that's MSNBC. And then the final clip saying that many Democrats are talking about Biden needing to step down from the re-election. Of course, if he's not fit to run for re-election, he's certainly not fit to continue in the White House. Well, the fake White House, of course. On X, Barack Obama is defending Joe Biden, of course. Who would expect anything else, considering Obama is pulling the strings behind the scene. Time on the magazine cover says, things are dark. Democrats are panicking about Joe Biden's debate performance and what will happen next time. We also noticed the New York Times put out a panicked editorial saying basically we have got to get someone other than Biden to front for us or else Trump is going to have us all killed. The debate psyop shows the avatar playing the role of Biden was likely co-opted by the White Hats to deliberately show the world he was mentally incompetent and unfit for office. Here is a typical example of the sort of reaction this debate has provoked. Now that Joe Biden, in inverted commas, has been revealed as a hoax president, whole legions of public officials appear liable to criminal charges of the most serious degree, sedition, treason, mass murder, fraud, malfeasance, and in the case of the president himself, influence peddling and bribery. They must be desperate to avoid accounting for all that, losing their accrued fortunes to legal fees and going to prison or worse. For example, outed just this week, news that then CIA director in 2020, Gina Haspel, knew about and participated in the infamous operation using 51 former Intel officers to cover up the veracity of Hunter Biden's laptop days before the election. They knew the laptop was real. Their colleagues over at the FBI knew it was real. And that was an extract from Kunstler.com, Clusterfuck Nation. Joe Biden catches cold. The biggest story is this means a defeat for the Rockefeller, Obama, Hitler bloodline of the KM. That is because anybody who is aware knows Biden was a front for Barack, thunder of Satan, Obama, Hitler. And there's a meme, if this is a surprise, you haven't been paying attention, and it shows the mask of Biden being removed, showing Obama underneath. What they do not realise is just how horrific the plans of this Nazi faction of the KM really were. A German whistleblower, Dr. Esteia Enukuha Dominicus, an engineer involved in building underground bases throughout Germany, reveals part of the story. She says former Chancellor Angela Merkel Hitler had underground bunkers built in each major German city. A bunker she worked on was set up to house 200,000 soldiers and 16,000 support staff, including Wahhabi Muslim preachers and sex workers. The facilities were equipped with mosques, but not churches, she notes. This is why the KM paid millions of military-age Muslim males to enter Germany during and after Merkel's rule. The plan was to use them to, quote, eliminate at least 15 million Germans, predominantly old and economically weak, without mercy, end quote, she says. It was probably for her role in implementing this plan that Barack Hitler gave his cousin Angela Hitler the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest United States medal that can be awarded to non-American civilians. It is a safe bet that at least 7.4 military-aged foreign illegal immigrants, I think that should have read 7.4 million military-aged foreign illegal immigrants, brought in by the Obama-Biden regime, were going to implement a similar mass murder and enslavement operation in the United States. Although this plan was scheduled to start in 2016, it was delayed by the election of Donald Trump and only restarted with the Biden regime in 2021. To understand why the people behind the Biden administration fear execution with the return of Trump, and he references the expressions of the Obamas and Clintons at the 2018 funeral of George Bush Sr. They had just been given copies of the confession Bush signed before he was executed and given notice to expect the same. This is what prompted the massive KM counterattack that resulted in the Biden administration, the attempted democide by vaccine, and the rush to hire foreign illegal immigrant bodyguards. In any case, the implosion of Biden at the debate led to a flurry of back-channel negotiations. The KM offered the White Hats a proposal to install Gavin Newsom as an alternative to Biden. However, as far as they can tell, Newsom is an AI avatar used by the Silicon Valley branch of the KM and is not seen as acceptable. US public opinion polls also confirm he is a non-starter. attempts to offer Michelle Big Mike Obama a Hillary Clinton avatar looking 30 years younger, Kamala Harris, etc., as substitutes for Biden were also nixed. The bottom line was the KM said they would accept anyone but Trump. And there's a screenshot. The whispers of Hillary Clinton 2024 have started. Analysis by Chris Silisa, CNN editor at large. I'm not sure how true this next piece is, but I'll read it anyway. In the end, they agreed to accept Colonel Douglas McGregor as interim head of state. McGregor himself, in the brilliant speech below, calls for new elections to be held immediately. In it, he notes, destructive executive orders and policy directives, many of which were likely signed when President Biden was in a rapidly diminished state of mind, inflicted tremendous damage on our nation. It is time to ask who truly governs this country. Is it we, the people, as our founders intended, or have we surrendered control to unelected bureaucrats, sprawling federal agencies, and affluent donors who do not have the best interests of ordinary Americans at heart? I would say that I do believe that Colonel McGregor is working with the White Hats, so this may be true. To secure the blessings of liberty for this generation and those to come, we must reclaim the rightful sovereignty of the American people over a dysfunctional and unresponsive political establishment. With today, July 1st, being Canada Day or Canada's Independence Day, and with US Independence Day on July 4th, the White Hat Alliance proposes making McGregor interim leader of the new nation of the United States of North America. We note the Q site is saying a military lockdown is coming on July 4th, so maybe this year, finally, there will be a real Independence Day to celebrate for the first time since 1871. A military lockdown is going to be necessary if the swamp is to be drained and a new republic to be started. Well, unfortunately, of course, July 4th has passed without that happening. Take the example of Chicago to understand why the military is needed. In Chicago in 2023, police were unable to respond to more than half of calls made to 911 of a person being shot. In related news, the number of homeless Chicagoans tripled between January 2023 and January 2024 due to the huge influx of illegal immigrants. In other words, only the military can deal with the large numbers of armed foreigners imported by the O'Biden regime in an attempt to stay in power. The Q people, of course, say Donald Trump is already commander-in-chief and president because he won the 2020 election. They say they would accept McGregor as field marshal in charge of the US military. What is clear, though, is that no matter who takes power, a major satanic infestation needs to be cleaned up. This is where the sudden release of whistleblower Julian Assange may play a role. We know the original Assange used to appear on the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was taking shelter. Then he stopped appearing after the actress Pamela Anderson visited him in 2018 with a, quote, birthday cake. Later, a story was concocted that he was grabbed and put in a UK jail. However, we sent people to visit the actual courts in the UK where Assange was supposed to be facing trial, and he never appeared. Some White Hat sources connected to Q are saying the person killed in 2018 was a body double, and the very different-looking Assange now appearing in the media is the real deal. As a part of this new show, Assange's supposed wife, Stella, spoke to the BBC in her Barbie pink sweater. Have you ever seen a real human blink that much while talking? A Canadian intelligence source comments. So it looks like it's AI. Regardless, the important thing is to see if they start using the new Assange to release information to the general public about the KM. In particular, we need to see if he is used to disclose information about the industrial-scale murder and torture of children by the KM elite. Here, as a reminder, is an email from John Podesta Rockefeller saying he plans to heat the pool because Bonnie will be an Uber service to transport Ruby Emerson and Maeve Luzzatto, 11, 9 and almost 7, so you'll have some further entertainment. Then there is the frazzle drip video of Hillary Clinton Rockefeller Hitler torturing a young girl to death by ripping the skin off her face, etc. This sort of practice is widespread among the KM. He then includes a video and says, next, look at the expression of Winfrey Oprah in this recently re-released old video of someone discussing adrenochrome on her show. In another example, according to a Pentagon source, the McDonald's logo is from the Book of Black Magic, and the letter M in the logo is a sigil which is used as a symbol in black magic. The McDonald's founder, Raymond Albert Kroc, was a 33-degree Freemason. That's how he got the money to start his business. Kroc was also a high priest in the Church of Satan. McDonald's has always had a close partnership because of the Masonic Brotherhood. Masons are closely connected to all charities involving children. The golden arch in the logo itself is Masonic. It also represents the Arch of Baal, a satanic god whom the cult worships. Then, of course, there is Disney. The Jeffrey Epstein and Disney connection just got more exposed. Here is a picture of a little girl being clutched at Disney next to Epstein, who then shows up with Epstein again outside of Disney. Disney staged regular snorkeling trips to Epstein Island, and Disney cruise ships stopped at Epstein Island. These examples are just the tip of the iceberg. Since 8 million children disappear worldwide every year, this is a huge problem involving an estimated 1 million satanic practitioners. So the real reason for the widespread panic among the O'Biden supporters is they fear mass execution for these crimes under Trump. That is why they are desperately seeking an alternative like McGregor, who might offer them truth and reconciliation instead of death. In any case, as Russian President Vladimir Putin notes, the current US corporate government owes the rest of the world more than $54 trillion. The St. Louis Fed and others also note they owe more than $200 trillion to their own citizens. What it means is the US cannot continue in its current form and must declare bankruptcy and be replaced. In a sign of bankruptcy preparations, Elon Musk's SpaceX will build a vehicle to tow the International Space Station back through the atmosphere and crash it into the ocean. What this really means is NASA, not a space agency, is shutting down its fake space travel movie studio and transitioning to, quote, commercially owned space destinations closer to home. End quote. That is because they know they can no longer use debt to finance their fake space program. Speaking of debt, please take notice of the picture below. It says USA Treasury, not US Treasury. That shows what is bankrupt is not the US Republic, but the USA Corporation. Needless to say, it is not just the US corporate government that needs to be replaced. There is also a huge fight underway in the UK. Here, the British faction led by Reform Party leader Nigel Farage is fighting against a KM-controlled Keir Starmer. MI5 sent us copies of Starmer's visa to visit communist-ruled Czechoslovakia in 1986 and say Slovak authorities refused to disclose what he was doing there. MI5 says if he was not a communist agent, the files would have been released. MI6, for their part, says Starmer is being blackmailed over participation in human sacrifice rituals and will take the UK back into the EU if he takes power after the July 4th election, which of course he has, and I'll be covering that a little later. There was a related incident involving the UK royal family. Princess Anne was beaten and sent to the hospital with serious concussions on June 23rd. Princess Anne is known to be associated with the White Hat Alliance, MI6 sources say. Princess Anne was designated by Queen Elizabeth to act as regent for Prince George, the eldest son of Crown Prince William, according to royal family sources. This was because King Charles is known to be compromised and blackmailed by the Nazi faction of the KM, the sources say. Crown Prince William is also disqualified for participating in the satanic sacrifice of his wife Kate Middleton, the sources say. The attack also came as the Japanese emperor visited the UK to meet with either King Charles or the Avatar who was playing his role. Our own Japanese sources close to the emperor would not talk much about what happened, other than to say Naruhito would be inducted into the Order of the Garter established by Queen Elizabeth I. The Emperor Naruhito himself is also under siege. He bears ultimate responsibility for the murder of 500,000 Japanese by vaccine. Japanese neuroscientist Dr. Hiroto Kamano says that in addition to this study, a study of 550,000 people in Japan reveals the vaccines caused Alzheimer's disease to increase by 20%. Asian secret society sources say so many people were involved in the vaccine crimes that there will be a total collapse of the social order unless the cleanup is done in stages. This is what is underway now, they say. Needless to say, the vaccine murderers have not given up on trying to kill us all before we arrest them. The Russian military says an O'Biden-owned company by the name of Metabiota has relocated its bioweapons operations to various African countries after they were shut down in Ukraine. The Russians say these laboratories are preparing a new pandemic in time for the 2024 US elections. For an example, as Republic of the Congo leader Denis Sassou Nguesso met Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss his country joining the BRICS alliance. This news came out. The most dangerous strain yet of monkeypox virus is spreading quickly along the eastern border of the Democratic Republic of Congo, the WHO says. It shows the current leadership of the West spreads disease and threats of disease to try to stay in control. There is a lot of money at stake. As the First Lady of Sierra Leone notes, as things stand, her country gets paid $10,000 for every $100 million worth of minerals taken from her country. That is 0.0001%. This is why more and more African countries are kicking out Western oligarchs. Overall, it has been estimated Africa is looted to the tune of $500 billion a year by KM oligarchs. The KM are also still trying to kill Western populations in a desperate bid to stay in power. They are now planning to use our food supply to vaccinate us. Quote, the next big product being developed is edible vaccines. These are food products like tomatoes and other things which can have the effect of a vaccination when you eat them. And now a group of Chinese scientists has found that they can relay mRNA vaccines using cow's milk, says Joshua Phillip. The vaccines may be related to a recent epidemic of fake food in the US. These criminals are also trying to push the previous types of vaccines. The paid-off puppets at the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, on June 27th recommended forthcoming COVID-19 vaccines for virtually all Americans. This comes as five states, Texas, Utah, Kansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, suing Pfizer for knowing and concealing the vaccine causing myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and deaths. That's 10% of US states. The tide is turning, US presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy notes. In another sign the tide is turning, the Ashkenazi Jewish Zionist Sackler family has been stripped by the Supreme Court of immunity related to all the opioid deaths their products have caused. This is a sign they will also strip Pfizer, etc., of their supposed immunity from vaccine lawsuits. In Canada, the Ontario Court of Justice ruled a PCR test is an instrument that is inserted into the body and therefore contravenes Section 14 of the Quarantine Act. It is only a matter of time before they figure out, like the Chinese already have, the tests themselves are fraudulent. As this sort of truth comes out, New Brunswick MP Wayne Long has joined the chorus, openly calling for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to resign. Canada is also being forced to release people who were unlawfully detained for protesting the fake pandemic and associated martial law. This is happening in the US as well. The Supreme Court ruled on June 28th, in effect, that hundreds of January 6 defendants would have to be released after being bogusly charged under an accounting law. There is also an ongoing revolt against the KM in Poland. There, according to Polish intelligence, miners have joined farmers. They are fed up with the idiocracy created by the government regarding burning coal for power plants generating electricity and the Green Deal, as well as importing coal from Russia and blocking Polish mining. In a positive sign for Europe, Hungary began its six-month presidency of the European Council. Hungarian President Viktor Orbán's motto is, "Let's make Europe great again." He wants a prompt end to the conflict in Ukraine and an end to uncontrolled immigration. Also, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have now both publicly declared NATO will not take part in the Ukraine war. Russian FSB sources say NATO has secretly agreed to join a new security architecture in Eurasia proposed by Russia. This will force external players to curtail their military presence on the continent, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says. North Korea has already joined and says it will send troops to Ukraine to fight alongside Russia. The North Korean news agency reports the US strategy for world domination to encircle and contain independent and sovereign states and secure its military hegemony has already crossed the red line and is bringing about a very negative change in the world security environment and geopolitical mechanical structure. India has also joined this Russian military alliance. With the Biden regime now collapsing and Europe joining with Russia, the last domino appears to be Israel. However, it looks certain that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's days are numbered. Sarah Netanyahu accuses Israel's army chiefs of seeking to carry out a coup against her husband. Also, in what may be the final straw to put an end to Benjamin Netanyahu and his cronies, Israel's Supreme Court rules that the military must draft ultra-Orthodox men in a decision that could lead to the collapse of Netanyahu's governing coalition. I'm going to jump to the end just to his closing statement because I haven't got time to read the rest. Hopefully the truth behind all of this will soon set us free. Certainly the news shows the White Hats are close to winning. However, it is not over until it is over, so we must keep fighting until humanity is finally freed from millennia of satanic slavery. Now on to the UK election, which, as I said, was held on July 4th. We were hoping it was going to be British Independence Day, but unfortunately we're having to put up with a WEF puppet, Keir Starmer, in number 10 Downing Street. The Daily Skeptic gives a pretty good summary of what happened. Loveless landslide, Starmer's majority slammed as most distorted election ever as just 20% of eligible voters cast ballot for party that now controls 64% of Parliament. In what has been dubbed a loveless landslide and a majority, Sir Keir Starmer has entered Downing Street following an election that delivered the most distorted outcome in British electoral history. Starmer's Labour won just 33.8% of the vote, far less than Jeremy Corbyn's 40% when he lost to Theresa May in 2017, and just 1.7% up on Corbyn's 2019 loss to Boris Johnson. Despite winning just a third of the popular vote on the lowest turnout since the arrival of universal suffrage at 59.9%, Starmer secured 412 seats, 63.4% of the total for a majority of 174. It means just 20% of eligible voters, one in five, cast a ballot for the party that now controls nearly two-thirds of Parliament and can make laws with little opposition. According to The Telegraph, the 30-point gap between the popular vote and seat share makes this the most skewed result ever, far outpacing the previous 22-point gap recorded in 2001 under Tony Blair. It means Labour received only 700,000 more votes than Corbyn in 2019, but managed to pick up more than 200 more seats. The Conservatives' vote share plummeted by 19.9 points to 23.7%, earning the party 121 seats, just 18.6% of the total. Reform garnered 4.1 million votes with 14.2%, not far off half Labour's tally, but won just 5 seats. The distortion is clear when you look at votes per seat, depicted below, with Reform needing around 800,000 votes per seat, 34 times the 24,000 Labour required. The right was particularly hobbled by the non-proportional voting system this time round. The chart he includes seems to show the left outnumbering the right in overall vote share. However, it's important to remember that Labour tacked to the right in this election to win back voters who deserted it in recent years. The party has promised to cut immigration, no sniggering at the back, stop the boats and not raise the main taxes, often criticising the Tories from the right on taxation. When the party fails to curb immigration to sustainable levels, stops the boats and raises taxes, expect to see those voters start to peel away. And the article goes on to share some more charts which show how the results would have differed under proportional representation, which many people are calling for now. Again, they've called for it for years as being totally unfair under the first-past-the-post system. But with this particular result, it's really making people say this is just not democracy. The results confirm how hard it is to achieve real change in a majoritarian voting system when voters are let down by the main parties and find themselves desperate for an alternative that the system is not designed to give them. The system has been broken this time mainly by the Conservatives spending 14 years making promises they had no intention of keeping, because the party was packed with MPs who either didn't really agree with the manifesto they were elected on or were unwilling in practice to do what was required to deliver it. What's needed now is for a proper right-wing movement to emerge from Reform and the Tories that is ready to capitalise on the inevitable failure of this new Labour government when voters realise that it is no more willing or able to deliver what is necessary than the Tories were. In a post on Telegram by Global Dissent, the post reads, "The UK's new socialist PM, Keir Starmer, who once said he'd pick Davos and WEF over Westminster and British Parliament, is now calling for a bigger reset after his Labour Party's election win." On X, Majid Nawaz says, "The UK electoral system is not fit for purpose. Reform got 4 million votes and only 4 seats. They actually got 5 after 3 recounts in one constituency. Lib Dems got 3.4 million votes and 69 seats. Labour won 2/3 of the seats with only 1/3 of the national vote. In 2010, David Cameron got a higher share of the vote than Labour did yesterday, yet there was a hung parliament." He goes on, "Politics isn't working. It's time to call time on the broken culture in Westminster and have a fresh start with a fair voting system." So to conclude, the election is absolutely undemocratic. Thankfully, we've got Nigel Farage now in Parliament, and hopefully he and his Reform colleagues will start to shake things up, and hopefully Starmer won't last long when people who voted Labour actually see how he's dead set on destroying Britain. I do wonder, though, if this is a white hat operation to do the great reveal in the UK, as they've done in the US with a WEF controlled puppet, because we do know that Farage and Trump are great friends. Farage even was at a fundraiser that was being held in the UK for Trump. And as I've said before, I think that Farage and Trump are probably working together. By contrast, there's also a report that Starmer has been mentored by Obama, which says it all, doesn't it? Now, in the last week or so, there have been quite a number of very significant decisions by the Supreme Court, and Forbidden News Substack reports on this. 11 proofs, power is being returned to the people, great reasons to celebrate July 4th. Sean at the SGT Report has put together this very encouraging video, showcasing 11 very positive recent developments that have happened in rapid succession, which indicate that the tables are finally turning on the globalist scum. These are great reasons to celebrate July 4th, Happy Independence Day. SGT Report creator Sean said, during his inauguration, when Donald J. Trump promised to transfer the power from Washington, D.C. back to the people, who could have known the process would take 12 years to accomplish? Here are the top 11 proofs the power is being returned to we, the people, as our constitutional republic is restored. 1. Biden, the dog king, imploded on live TV for the entire world to see. Where Biden mumbles incoherently and finally musters, "We finally beat Medicare," to which Donald Trump responded, "He was right, he did beat Medicare, he beat it to death and he's destroying Medicare." 2. The Chevron Doctrine overturned. A death blow to the stay-behind administrative deep state. Attorney Robert Barnes explains the significance of this landmark SCOTUS decision and its impact on the way things used to work prior to this ruling. Robert Barnes, and the prediction made was that the Supreme Court was going to eviscerate the last vestiges of administrative state power, and that's what they did last week. They had two key decisions. First was the one that officially, formally overturned Chevron and said, no, the administrative state has no authority to act like it has the Article 3 judicial power to interpret the law, any more than it has Article 1 legislative power to rewrite the law by interpreting the law. And we hereby say Chevron is wrong. Chevron is gone. That's it. No more deference to the administrative state. Both Article 3 of the Administrative Procedures Act requires courts to be exercising judicial power, not unelected bureaucrats. The second one is the SEC decision, which said, you know what, if you're trying to do something that looks like a common law cause of action, like a lot of these civil fines look like old school fraud claims, then that cannot go through your special little courtrooms at the SEC or any other part of the administrative state. Well, we've been talking about this forever, that if you're seeking, I still think this is true for judicial sanctions. If you're seeking something that's monetary remedy, then a jury should determine it. They did that decision today, this week, and those two decisions say, administrative state, you no longer have the power to act like the legislature. You no longer have the power to act like the judiciary. You could only do what you are specifically delegated to do by Congress and by the elected head of the executive branch, and you can go no further. It is a death knell to the power of the administrative state in America, and it's going to apply to a bunch more cases to come. We're just beginning to see the ramifications of the reversal of the Chevron doctrine. 3. The immunity ruling. The Supreme Court on Monday ruled in a 6-3 vote that former presidents, including Trump, enjoy immunity from criminal prosecution involving official acts during tenure in office, but they are not immune from unofficial acts. So what's it mean? Well, first, the decision kicks the ball back to the lower court, which all but ensures that a trial won't happen in Trump's bogus classified documents case before the November election. It also puts a monkey wrench in Special Counsel Jack Smith's persecution of Trump, with Justice Thomas questioning whether Jack Smith's office is even constitutional. If there is no law establishing the office that the Special Counsel occupies, then he cannot proceed with this prosecution. A private citizen cannot criminally prosecute anyone, let alone a former president. Also keep in mind that this SCOTUS ruling is regarding only a president's official acts during tenure in office. Unofficial and secretive acts like accepting bribes for access to power and overt treason like Pedo Joe has committed while in office are not immune from prosecution. 4. Joe Biden, Barack Obama Satoru, and the demon rats have been fully exposed to the American people as the traitors they are, using the Cloud Piven strategy to turn America into a communist hellhole. Charlie Kirk explains it perfectly. What the Democrats are doing is a deliberate plan of destruction against the United States of America. Biden's team knows what they're doing. They hate the country. They have bitterness for this republic, and they are making intentional steps to ruin it. In the 1970s, there were two Marxist communist political philosophers, Cloward Piven, who wrote a document saying that we are going to turn America into a communist country by doing three things. One, we will destroy the US dollar by printing trillions of dollars we do not have. Two, we will build a deep state of government agents that will go after everyday citizens and that will absorb the private sector. Three, and we will open up the southern border of the United States to allow tens of millions of third worlders to come into the country. It is not a mistake or an accident what Joe Biden is doing. It is intentional, and therefore it is evil what he is doing. He is a traitor to the United States of America. Five, states rising against federal tyranny. States are asserting their power and their rights. Louisiana just passed a bill to protect the right to custody Bitcoin and ban central bank digital currencies. Tennessee famously just banned chemtrails in the state. Texas and Florida have asserted there will be no central bank digital currencies in their states. Again, the federal government derives its power from the consent of the governed and the 50 states, which it no longer has. 6. SCOTUS just ruled that the obstruction statute used to persecute Jan 6ers and Donald J. Trump is not lawful. And it's a huge headache for the criminal Biden administration and long-awaited good news for hundreds of persecuted American patriots. One of the statutes the Justice Department used to charge hundreds of different January 6 defendants is no good, and that includes President Donald Trump, because he has actually had two of these counts against him in the Jack Smith DC case against him. That federal criminal case that has been on hold here. So what essentially they say is this statute, which was passed in the wake of Enron, they say it doesn't fit here. What it means is a big headache for the DOJ and good news for hundreds of January 6 defendants charged under this statute, again, including Donald Trump. 7. Big Pharma, the FDA, CDC and the fake doctors who push the mRNA COVID vax poison bioweapon on the world are gutless, evil, pathetic, murdering cowards, and the whole world knows. They will be brought to justice. 8. Elon Musk buys Twitter, fires 80% of its Marxist staff, and levels the playing field by restoring the voice of the people on the world's biggest town square. And the CIA Mockingbird whore mainstream media and the establishment despise him for it. 9. The world learns the absolute truth about the criminal CIA and the deep state's role in the coup and toppling of Ukraine and its disgusting criminal CIA Zelensky government, which was installed. 10. The 2020 election was stolen. It was a coup. We, the people, know it. The whole world knows it. And justice will be served with prison sentences for all of those involved. And there's a quote from the Joe Hoff Show podcast on Lindell TV. And the person who's quoted is Greg Stenstrom. The facts are is that there was an interagency effort, conspiracy to obstruct federal investigations into election fraud, massive election fraud. And what we had in 2020 was, I can say this today, I think I would have been more circumspect in 2020. But I can say today with great veracity, gravitas, that it was a coup. And he refers to formal charges submitted to the Pennsylvania Attorney General, who is now Michelle Henry, against Governor Shapiro, who is the former Pennsylvania Attorney General. These are specific criminal charges and violations of USC 18, obstruction of investigations and collusion and participation in massive election fraud. Those are formal charges that have been filed to her. They were also copied to Jack Smith, who has been charged, a special counsel by Merrick Garland, to investigate any interference with the transfer of power in 2020, which Governor Shapiro was certainly involved in, and the other bad actors we just mentioned. And he mentions Bill Barr, amongst others, Christopher Wray, Inspector General Horowitz, the CIGI. I won't go into all of them. So Michelle Henry now has a dilemma. She's got formal charges not only against Governor Shapiro, but the district attorneys here, multiple public officials, law enforcement officers. Again, former US Attorney General Barr is deeply involved. And she has a duty. She has a duty to investigate. They have prosecutorial discretion, but they have a duty to investigate. They cannot choose not to investigate. She must refer these charges to Jack Smith, who's a special counsel, who's also working on the indictments for Trump. They're in a situation where they now must investigate all the people they were working with, and the evidence is overwhelming. So that's the bombshell, I think, and I think that what will come out of it, people ask me what will come out of it, and I can say with experience that prison will come out of it. Eventually, they will go to prison. This isn't something that's going to be able to be swept aside. It will eventually result in prison sentences, accountability, and people who stole the election in 2020 and who intend to steal the election in 2024, they will be held accountable and they will be stopped. 11. Le Pen wins. Rothschild banker Macron is running on fumes. Nationalism and patriotism are on the rise in Western nations and in the United States from sea to shining sea. Marine Le Pen in France just won the first round elections that could see her appoint a 28-year-old Jordan Bardella as prime minister, with her setting her sights on the 2027 presidential campaign. She said, "I appeal to the wisdom and the good sense of the people. Give me one reason, just one, to share our territory with foreigners who collaborate with totalitarian ideology that wants the death of the French people." SGT report creator Sean says, "Friends, the tipping point has been reached. The apocalypse is upon the deep state because the Great Awakening is real and there is a sea change of real change taking place all over the world, especially in the United States of America, where we the people will once again restore our republic and bring justice to the traitors to our nation." And Todd Callender, who was on the show, said, "I really do think this has all been pre-planned. I think that President Xi and President Trump and President Putin and frankly Kim Jong-un all had an agreement that this is done. They're not going to go along with the program to eradicate humanity, and they've frustrated it. And this is our defining moment there. That's why you're not seeing the nuclear exchange. Even the Persians agreed, we're not going to destroy humanity, because otherwise all of these things would have worked. Putin would have rolled all the way to Kiev by now, and he hasn't done that. He's honoured the Minsk Accords, so for whatever reason, I really believe that Trump is already kind of in place, and he will walk back in, and we're not going to have a civil war, I pray. And I think we're having that near-death experience intentionally, and Russia and China and North Korea and others are in on it, including the Persians." So I think the signs are clear that we are winning. And even though the UK election may seem something of a setback, I do believe that it is probably part of the plan to expose the depth of evil of the Starmer administration, just like they did with Biden. And obviously he's under the control of the WEF. So I think it's a move to awaken more of the British people to what's been going on and will continue to go on, because Starmer is just a different version of Rishi Sunak and his WEF affiliations. So before I finish, I just want to share something I came across just before I started recording this show. And this is from my favourite astrologer, starseed astrologer. And he has a reading on Keir Starmer, which is very interesting. Keir Starmer, the new Prime Minister of the UK, was born with a severely tainted sun, an astrological condition that vastly inclines a person towards evil. His Virgo sun is afflicted in three powerful ways, through a direct conjunction from Pluto, also at 9 degrees Virgo, a trine from Hades at 11 degrees Taurus, and an opposition from Jupiter retrograde at 7 degrees Pisces. Starmer was also born with a social engineering Saturn, and not in a good way. With his Saturn retrograde at 5 degrees Aquarius, I see him as a man who will continue to advance negative social engineering in the UK toward the service of his secret patron stroke controllers. This is an extremely negative chart, as some of the most evil influences in astrology concentrate upon his Virgo sun, which causes a strong gravitation to darkness. The Jupiter opposition to his sun reads betrayer, and in the worst case, this man could literally serve the devil. Although this is a dark chart, I encourage our UK audience to maintain faith in God for positive change, which I believe will come in the rarest of ways. Now that we have an astrological glimpse of Mr. Starmer, we can all observe actions and events in his life through the cosmic perspective. So I thought that was very interesting. This was on X. I don't know if I mentioned that. I actually commented that it would be really good to get a reading on Nigel Farage, who's the leader of the Reform Party. And as I said earlier, I'm sure he's in alignment and in alliance with Trump, as he's such a great supporter of Trump. And apparently they are good friends. So it's clear from the absolute implosion of the Biden bunch, who are scrambling to either cover up Biden's dementia, or they're scrambling to find another candidate to run in the 24 election in November, both of which are not doing well at all in terms of where do they find a candidate that is likely to have any success at all against Trump's train. You know, he's got such a massive support base behind him, and he's the only one with any real policies that will turn around the disaster that has been inflicted upon the US and the world by the fake Biden administration, obviously controlled by Obama and his puppet masters as well. So anyway, I think overall things are looking good. People are really worried about the Starmer administration, but hopefully our global change will happen soon. So keep our fingers crossed and keep our eye on the prize, as I always say. So anyway, that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. Just as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. And if you're interested in finding out whatever might be blocking your manifestation, I encourage you to take my manifestation assessment, which you can find now on the menu bar at thesuccessalchemist.net. So thank you to Nancy for producing, and to Derek Condit for supporting and sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. You can find him at mysticalwares.com, where there's a wonderful range of shungite products and other metaphysical goodies. So until next time, I wish you well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality. A production of CosmicReality.com.